You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Guaranteed to hear the truth here because we let God speak here in this radio program as we listen to His Word. We know where God speaks. He speaks through His Word. And that is my question to you today, friends. Is are you tuned into God's frequency? Well, you are right now, so let me encourage you, don't touch that dial for the next 15 minutes. We are tuned in to WGOD Radio to see what truth He has to share with us here today. I'm your host, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today for WGOD Radio. We're going through the book of Revelation here, verse by verse, and we're in chapter 1. We left off in our last program looking at this greeting here from God. Actually, this is going to be a triune, a greeting from the Trinity here in verse 4. But first, let me say, to hear these other programs, you can go to wgodontheair.net. Also, on Facebook, you can follow us and hear these programs at WGOD Radio. That is the Facebook page. Also on Twitter at WGOD Radio. And I invite you to follow us here on Facebook. All of these programs are uploaded on there as well as soon as they're recorded. And we're taking this year to go through the book of Revelation. Actually, we just started a couple weeks ago. We're going slow. We're in chapter 1, verse 4. We're letting the Lord lead us here each and every day. In our last program, we looked at this greeting in chapter 1, verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from Him who is and who was and who is to come. Now, there is the name of God, the name Jehovah. Back in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when God first sent out Moses to the people of Israel, Moses said to God, he said, when the people ask me about you, God, and they ask me what your name is, what should I tell them? And God said to Moses, as it's been recorded in our Bibles, I am who I am, or I am that I am, I believe that King James has. I am who I am. So you tell the people of Israel that I am has sent me to you. Now that, think about it. I am. It's the verb to be, right? I am. You are. He is. In Greek, it was I. It was ego, eimi, ho, own. It wasn't just ego, eimi is I am. Ego, you know, like ego trip, me, me, me. Ego means I, first person, singular, me. Ego, eimi. But he didn't stop there. Ego, eimi, ho, own. I am the everything. This man who translated the Greek Septuagint Old Testament translated that as the being. And that's just mind-boggling to me. When you think of everything and everyone, every creature, every animal, vegetable, and mineral that's ever lived since the creation of time, that Almighty God Himself calls Himself, rightfully so, the being. And He's saying hi to you. He's greeting you because he loves you. Ah, God loves you today. Greetings from John and from him who is, from Ho'on and who was Ho'ain, that is, was past tense, but it's in the imperfect tense, meaning you can't point to any time that he started. Like when it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same form of the Word. It's imperfect, that's called, meaning it's undeterminable. You don't know when something started. And with God, he's from eternity, hard to grasp. But this is the greeting from him who is, and who was, and who is to come. That's past, present, and future. God is all. He is from everlasting to everlasting. Is the name of God. Second person in this greeting is from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Now, this is hard to understand here. I've been doing some research on this from the seven spirits before his throne. And I was able to find out here that the ancient Jews supposed that there were seven ministering angels before the throne of God. And we can read in other literature, for instance, in the Apocrypha, in Tobit chapter 12, verse 15, it says this, I am Raphael, one of the seven holy angels which present the prayers of the saints and which go in and out before the glory of the Holy One. And also in the Hebrew commentary of the Old Testament, known as the Targum, back in Genesis chapter 11, verse 7, it says this. It says, now this is when God was about to confuse the language. This is when Nimrod was building that tower that was supposed to go up to heaven. And remember, God says, come, let us go down and confuse their language. In the Hebrew Old Testament, it reads this way. God said to the seven angels which stood before him, come now, let us go down and confuse their language. Now, that's not in our Bibles. For what it's worth, that's why some people think that the seven spirits before his throne are seven angels. And I just wanted you to show you why some people believe that. And I want to show you why I don't believe that. And I think that's wrong. I don't believe that because I think this is a greeting from the Trinity, right? A greeting from him who is and who was and who is to come. That's God the Father. Greeting here now from the Holy Spirit. So really, we could translate this maybe from the sevenfold Spirit who is before his throne. It's seven spirits or sevenfold. That's the Holy Spirit in his perfection. And also, the last part of the greeting here is verse 5, and from Jesus Christ. So we have a greeting from him who is, who was, who is to come, from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Now here's things here about Jesus here in this verse. So I think it's safe to say this is a greeting from the Trinity, from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, bidding you a greeting. The being of all the universe loves little old you. What an awesome thing that is. And in order for you to spend eternity with him, all you have to do is receive his provision and his pardon for your sins. You see, the problem is you're a sinner. Your ancestor Adam was a sinner. And he sinned and you inherited his sin nature. This is how you see little babies sinning. Little babies lie. Little babies have a sin nature. They've inherited it from Adam. As we read in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it says, therefore, as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, thus death passed to all people, because all have sinned. Now, verse 14, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Death reigned from Adam to Moses. even over those who did not sin according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who was a type of him who was to come. What does that mean? That means innocent bystanders had to die as well. Death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those that did not sin like Adam did. This is innocent bystanders. Sometimes we see innocent children dying of cancer and sickness. It's the sickness of sin that has spread to all men, all women. It's all because of what Adam did, and it has passed to us, even though perhaps we're innocent bystanders sometimes, and we did not sin like Adam did. Now I'm going down a direction I don't want to go. I just wanted to show you that we haven't inherited this sin nature from Adam, and the being wants to have a relationship with you, and all that's required of you is to receive his pardon for your sins. And that is by receiving Jesus Christ. As many as received him, it says in the Gospel of John chapter 1, as many as received him, to them, that is to you, he's given you the authority to become a child of God. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, turn and repent of your sins, call on the name of Jesus Christ, bow your knee before him, acknowledge him as the Son of God, receive him as your Savior, and he will obliterate your sins. As it says in Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. That is a promise to you by receiving Jesus Christ, who died in your place on the cross. Now, in the rest of this verse here, verse 5, after we see the name of Jesus, we see some descriptions of him, which is, I guess, is where we're going to have to pick it up in our next program. It says, from Jesus Christ, this is greetings, from Jesus Christ, first thing is he's a faithful witness. Then it says he's the firstborn from the dead, and it says he is the ruler of the kings of the earth. First off, he's a faithful witness. That is, as opposed to all the unfaithful witnesses out there, he is the faithful witness. Well, witness to what? I would say he's a witness to heaven. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. He's a witness to heaven. Now, we're going to have to pick this up here in our next program. We will look at the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Bible calls the faithful witness. I want to look at what the Lord Jesus Christ is a witness to. Like in a courtroom, you raise your right hand, or you put your left hand in the Bible, raise your right hand, and you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. What does Jesus Christ under oath want to declare to you? We'll pick it up right there in our next program. In the meantime, you're listening to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. Again, I encourage you to visit our Facebook page at WGOD Radio. Also on the internet, WGODOnTheAir.net. There's a little tab on there to leave some comments on today's program. We're having some fun here. We're going through verse by verse the book of Revelation. It's astounding to me that I am greeted from the being. That's what WGOD, this is what God's message to you today is. The being of all the universe loves you and seeks a relationship with you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD.